Kingdom Exhortations. August 2024. Read by Stephen Keysweater.
Good morning. As we conclude the book of 1 Timothy, we begin with the sensitive topic of slavery. All reasonable and thoughtful people know that the institution of slavery was an abhorrent practice. It's important that we understand, however, that slavery in biblical times was different than the slavery that occurred in the United States and Europe. In the first chapter of 1 Timothy, the Apostle Paul strongly condemns the far more despicable practice of slave trading that was practiced in more recent history. Quote, "We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irreligious, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for the sexually immoral, for those practicing homosexuality, for slave traders and liars and perjurers, and for whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine that conforms to the gospel concerning the glory of the blessed God, which he entrusted to me." 1 Timothy 1, verses 9 through 11. Nowhere do we see the importance of how we are to live and love Jesus as we do in these verses. Although some of Paul's readers were in slavery, his utmost concern is not about their enslavement, but that they glorify Jesus in spite of it. This is truly remarkable, and most certainly a very serious reminder for all of us. None of us have ever experienced the horrors of enslavement. Therefore, we need to seriously consider and adjust the way we are living for Christ. As Christians, we should consider these verses and apply them to our employer and supervisors. Quote, "All who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their masters worthy of full respect, so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered. Those who have believing masters should not show them disrespect just because they are fellow believers. Instead, they should serve them even better, because their masters are dear to them as fellow believers and are devoted to the welfare of their slaves. These are the things you are to teach and insist on." 1 Timothy 6, verses 1 and 2. Paul goes on to explain to Timothy that prideful and arrogant people have their own sinful agenda and will not submit to clear and sound biblical teaching about Jesus. This reveals their hearts and minds to be misguided, with no desire or intention to know and understand the truth. He also warns Timothy that these people will have a noticeable and unhealthy desire to increase their riches with no contentment with what they have already been given by Jesus. Quote, "If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and the godly teaching, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt mind, who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." 1 Timothy 6, verses 3 through 8. It's been said, quote, "Either you have a hold of your money, or your money has a hold of you." An ever-present desire for more wealth is a certain sign that our walk with Jesus is out of step. Greed is a sin that will lead us terribly astray and cause serious problems for us and those around us. Few things will keep us from having a content and growing life with Jesus, as will a, quote, "love of money." Therefore, all of us need to examine our hearts and make the necessary changes with sincere prayer and repentance. Quote, "Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." 1 Timothy 6, verses 9 and 10. It's interesting that Paul uses the word, quote, "flee," when exhorting Timothy to stay away from the temptation of immorality and the pursuit of material wealth. Regrettably, most of us do not show this kind of urgency when dealing with temptation, which almost always results in sin. Not only do we not, quote, flee, we have a tendency to hang around and entertain ungodly things in a casual and cavalier manner. This demands immediate attention and repentance. It's imperative that we not only turn from ungodliness and indifference, but that we pursue intentional love, devotion, and Christ-likeness. Quote, but you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen. 1 Timothy 6, verses 11 through 16. Paul concludes his letter to Timothy by telling him to firmly exhort people of financial means to be humble, thoughtful, and circumspect regarding their wealth. It's important we understand that this applies to us who live in first world countries today. Most of us are quite wealthy by biblical standards, and because money allows us to live and have the things we want, it's very easy to have more trust in our money than in Christ. This is an extremely devastating trap that must be avoided, quote, at all costs. Additionally, Paul reminds Timothy that how we steward our money will be a large and determining factor of our reward in heaven. Quote, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. 1 Timothy 6, verses 17 through 19. Let us go now and remember to have an attitude of thankfulness to Jesus Christ our Lord for ending the terrible institution of slavery in the United States and Europe, and determined to live our lives in greater and more devoted love and service to Him for all the blessings and favor we have received. Look to increasingly serve your employer and supervisors in a way that glorifies Jesus. Examine yourself for any areas in your life that are in prideful opposition to Scripture and earnestly repent for all you discover. Make sure to take a deep look at the place money has in your life and begin to make immediate changes where you see a lack of contentment and an unhealthy focus on finances. Quote, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Matthew 6, verse 24. It's essential that we have a sober, serious, and repentant attitude regarding any ongoing and deliberate sin in our life. In addition, we need to repent of the, quote, godless chatter and gossip that has infected the church in an unseemly way. We must begin to actually, quote, flee the sinful practices we are engaging in. Additionally, when you flee from sin, make sure that you turn and practice increasing mercy, compassion, forgiveness, generosity, and most of all, Christ-centered love. As you do these things, make sure to look after others and help them in any way you can to live a more godly and Christ-focused life. If you continue in this way, with greater intentionality and devotion, you will grow closer to Jesus and will experience His incredible love and mercy in ever deeper and more profound ways. Quote, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed, and in so doing have departed from the faith. Grace be with you all. 1 Timothy 6, verses 20 and 21. May God bless you all.
Kingdom Exhortations are written by John Morton, Dave Anderson, and Tom Anderson. For more information about our ministry, please visit www.kingdomd.org. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.